Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And also, we have Vlad Ivashko, another one of our team members from Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Vlad.
Good morning, everybody.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. So as always, lots of good and interesting things that are going on out there in the world of real estate. And, the market just keeps chugging along with lots of people that are looking and then lots of people that are buying. And again, we were proven this week that rental properties go like hotcakes. From the standpoint, if you are an investor out there and you want to consider owning a property and you think, well, gosh, how long is it going to take me to get it rented? And, priced right, I think it takes somewhere between 24 and 48 hours.
More like 24 to 48 minutes.
I mean, it's really kind of amazing. I mean, if you've got a house or a townhouse or something like that, it's something that people want. I mean, you see all of the apartments and everything going up all over. But when it comes down to it, if there is an apartment a townhouse or a house that people can rent and they can basically get it for the same price many times as those rental apartments are, mm-hmm. I mean, they're going every time for the houses. And so it always is amazing to me how quickly they go. And sometimes ones that are on the market look like they're available and they're really not, because some particular like condo complexes, for example, they require that the potential renter go in front of the board and everything like that. So that you have to keep getting people. And we've got one property in Metro West that I would guess that I get on average 5 people a day that are mm-hmm. looking to move into it. Mm-hmm. And it's long gone, but you can't really say it's long gone 100%. So we just keep getting our list together. So I know I've got like 100 people that are looking to rent that particular unit. And obviously only one of them is going to be able to do it. And one of them's already got their application in. But it's just kind of a interesting scenario out there that if people are looking to rent, or if you're an investor looking to have a rental property, it's a great time to do it. And I was talking to another one of my clients that I've sold a couple of properties to. And, he said that, he had 2 houses to rent out as well. And it took him less than a day to get both of them rented. And so it's just kind of amazing, how quickly everything goes. And one of the articles that I was reading this week was actually saying that the millennials are paying a lot larger percentage of their income towards rent than everybody else. The percentage is so much higher than it was for the baby boomers and for the Generation Xers and all that kind of stuff, because the rental prices just continue to increase.
Yeah.
So we've said before that there are a lot of opportunities for purchase in as an investment here in Orlando, and that we were rated as one of the number one places to invest if you're an investor. And sure enough, I mean, we see it day in and day out. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We're your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, as well as Vlad Ivashko, another one of my teammates at Frontgate. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. So this report that it says the millennials are the most rent-burdened generation. And so a bigger percentage of your income has to go to rent.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, when people come to us for rent, I always like to see and ask them why they're not buying, because you can buy basically for about the same amount of money that you're going to rent. And probably the biggest reason why people tell me that they rent versus buy is because they run out of time. They don't have enough time to go through the process of finding a house, because obviously when you find a house that you're going to buy, you have to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 60 days to get everything done. You know, it's like 60 days because you want a little bit of time to find the place, and then 30 days to actually get the process all done. But when people are going to rent properties, I mean, they're usually 1 to 2 days out from being homeless. And so they need to find something right away. I mean, that's kind of what the thing is. I mean, it's like when they're looking for a rental property, most people are not like, I need it 30 days from now.
Or like, I need it tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. And I always find that very interesting that, you know, everything, it, you know, kind of goes along that timeline, and that's what it is. So that is usually the number one reason of why they don't buy and they continue to rent, is because they don't have time to figure it all out and that kind of stuff. So all you got to do is start a little bit earlier, and then you would probably have a lesser payment. You would actually own your house. You have the option to be there forever. And if it's a starter home, you know, a lot of people become an investor by keeping that starter home that they have because it's a great rental property. And then they buy something else as the time gets right.
Yep.
And so, you know, investing in real estate, I always think, is a really good thing to do. It's hard to go wrong with it. I mean, obviously there are pitfalls and that kind of stuff. If you don't do your homework up front, if you don't do an inspection and know what's going to go on with it. And sometimes when you're watching those shows on HGTV, they kind of scare you when they're doing those renovations. But a lot of the problems that they run into in those houses do not exist in houses in Central Florida.
No.
Because our houses aren't that old, number one, to have it. I mean, our number one thing that probably comes up is roof.
Mm-hmm.
On inspection, that's something that obviously needs to be changed quite often, you know, like every 10 or 15, 20 years, somewhere in that range, which isn't actually that often. And then the AC has to be in good shape, which they have warrant.
A lot of times in those shows, it's like the basements,
right?
You know, or things like that, like you said, that we don't have here. So, I mean, we're pretty much all block. I mean, every now and again, there's a wood home, but you know, once they slap the stucco and stuff on it, it's almost like a block house.
Well, and they're all built on a slab for the most part.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so everything's pretty much on a slab. And so there's nowhere for the slab to go, you know, or anything that needs to be done with that. And then the other thing that they found in all those shows is some kind of wiring issues.
Yep.
And that they're constantly running into, and plumbing issues, which in our neck of the woods, I mean, it's not really that expensive to completely replumb the house if you need to do that. So, you know, I mean, in my opinion, those shows scare you a lot more than they should. Now, the price point on those houses are a lot more than what it costs you here in Central Florida as well. You know, so you can get a much better deal than a lot of those shows are showing, too.
Well, plus on those shows, too, I mean, they're like pretty much wiping out every wall.
Yeah.
You know, and they're making it so open, and then they got to put stuff up, and then they get into stuff like that. I mean, here, a lot of times you might take down a wall or two, but it's nothing like those shows. You might just renovate a kitchen, keep the same floor plan, you know, the same print, but just, you know, adding new cabinets and stuff. So that's pretty much what I've come into. Maybe every now and again, a little bit of mold, but again, that's something that you can come up with.
And that's something that you're going to find in your home inspection.
Yeah.
A lot of these things that they're doing on those shows, they don't find in the home inspection.
Because they're cash buyers and they're just coming in and buying them as is.
That's right. But, you know, it's like, even if you just look at it, you know, there's some of those things that you could maybe see. I mean, I would imagine that you could do a little bit of work. I mean, it's like some of those things where they're showing, you know, the joists are cut in half or stuff like that. I mean, it's like if you're in a basement and you're looking up, you can kind of see that that's what's going on. So if you did have a home inspection, then, you know, you would know what all of those things are. And we definitely suggest that people get a home inspection because it's just that extra added insurance policy. You're not going to catch everything, but they catch tons of things. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And also, we have another one of our teammates, Vlad Ivashko. Welcome back, Vlad.
Good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. So when we're looking at upgrading your house or moving to the next house, you know, it's like there's always a lot of questions that how do you do it? Do you buy your new house first or do you sell your house that you're in first or what do you do? And, you know, everybody's different when it comes to that kind of thing to know what you want to do. And to a certain extent, it's always good to look and see where you're going and mm-hmm. know what's out there so that you can be happy with what what your alternative is. I was speaking to somebody this week and they were telling me that they're thinking of moving. And so they want to know what's out there if they were to move and, you know, how much it's going to cost and all of that kind of stuff in order to do it. And then if that makes sense for what they think that they're going to do, where they can go, then they're going to go ahead and sell their house, which is kind of what everybody does to a certain extent. But it's like figuring out, you know, what's the best way to do that. So when you're looking at that, there's some things that you might have to consider when it's your first move up, when it's after you've done it once, you know, it always gets easier, it seems like. But if you're doing it for the first time, so you bought a house a few years ago and now you're thinking, should I move up to the next house mm-hmm. and what do I want to do? And so you have to look at some of the things that are of a concern to you to know what to do. And if you have bought a house in the past, you know that there are ratios that the lenders have to look at if you do have to get a loan, which most people do. And so in getting that loan, you might want to look at reducing some of your debt.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the things that affect credit score is how high you are with your max to your credit score, credit cards. So that's something that matters. If you do have a new car payment and you get a really expensive car, then that might preclude you from getting a house.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like you have a story there or something like that, the way that you're...
Yeah, usually we meet a lot of people that would like to buy a house every now and then, and they say, oh yeah, I make so much, and everything is fine. But then they go out and buy themselves a brand new SUV with a $700 payment amount and their wife a brand new SUV because they meet a very nice salesperson at a Dodge dealership. So, you know, that's how it is all the time. But people have to know that that is really, really important. After you buy that house, you can go and buy any car you want on planet Earth. But before, it's very, very important to keep that debt to low.
Yeah, you want to have it low because there are ratios that have to be considered, and it doesn't matter how much money you make. If your debt is over that percentage, you can't buy a house with a conventional loan. Now, there are hard money lenders out there that can do some of that, but that's more down. It's a higher interest rate.
Very high interest. It's around 9% to 10%. It's double the interest.
So you want to make sure that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck, which would mean that you're going to keep your car payment low or keep it where it's at. And we've actually had people that have gone ahead and refinanced their car payment in order to
qualify
for a loan.
Yes.
And it only makes sense because they could have had, you know, they could have a lower payment. And so that makes their payments that's required every month. And I mean, that's what they're looking at. What is your payment that's required every month that you need to pay? And another thing that goofs up people sometimes is student loans. And I was talking to one lender the other day and they were talking to somebody that was talking about deferring their payments on student loans because they figured that that would help them in getting a house loan. But what that would actually do is show a bad payment record. And so you don't want to necessarily do that. So in some circumstances, maybe that's the right thing to do. But you definitely need to be in touch with somebody that can tell you, that knows what the rules are today, because the rules change every day in regards to this loan. You have to qualify to do this, and that loan you can qualify, you can do that. So it's like you have to look at all the scenarios with somebody that actually can look at them. And I was working with somebody that was actually, you know, studying it all on their own and going to the internet for the answers, which they had some pretty good answers, but they weren't exactly accurate. And a couple of things that they found that they had done actually hurt them as opposed to helping them. And so I'm all about getting the professionals involved when it comes to those things to make sure that you're doing the right thing, as opposed to something that you hear from a friend at work or, you know, anything like that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today are both Danielle Pume and Vlad Ivashko, both teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. So the other thing that if you, so reducing your debt is always a good thing, and I think that's always a good thing in anything in life, you know. Yeah. The less debt, less pressure, everything makes everything good. Another suggestion that they have is to shared living. And so it's like if you have a brother or a sister or something that you want to have live with you, if you go to a bigger place or you have a in-law suite that you could have other people stay there, then that's something to consider. And it's always interesting, you know, sometimes there's people that are just starting out or circumstances change or whatever, and so they're just looking for basically that room to rent out. And it's kind of surprising to me in the Orlando market how much you can get for renting out a room in your house, because it's like if you just go to Craigslist and you check it out, I mean
there's a lot of rooms.
Well, there's not that many of them, quite honestly, but they're, you know, 400 for no private bathroom. And if you want a private bathroom, it's like $600-800. I mean, it's like you can almost rent a place for that, but not quite. And so when you think about it, I mean, is it really that bad of a deal? I mean, you don't have any other expenses. You don't have the electricity. You don't have the cable. You don't have any of those expenses that there are covered, you know, by the house. So if you're looking to save some money or looking to get something like that, then that's something that you can consider. And obviously in every area, there are zoning things that you need to consider when you're doing that, and those things that come into play that we want to make sure that we're doing everything by the book. The next tip for moving out of your starter home is to seek professional help. And that's kind of what we were alluding to earlier when we were talking about the lenders and knowing exactly what kind of property that you're looking for and what your ratios need to be and what you need to do. Talking to the professionals is always important when it comes to the financing, but not only that, but also when it comes to finding the house that you want to get. Because when you're a lot of times when people are looking to sell their house, they have those rose colored glasses on in regards to how much they think it's worth. And it might be, even when you know how much it's worth, there's expenses in selling your house. And so you need to know how much money is going to end up in your pocket. I mean, that's one big thing that you need to know. Another thing that you need to know is that when you're looking to move to the next place, what your expenses are involved in getting there as well. And so making the whole thing work, there's a lot of pieces and puzzle pieces that need to come together. And when it's done, you're all excited and everything's great. But you can make it seamless by going to the professionals and making it happen that way. Otherwise, you know, you might bump along and run into a few many bumps that you don't want to have. And so, you know, you just want to go ahead and make sure that you can do that.
Because a lot of people do not actually know what is involved in selling and buying at the same time.
Exactly. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning are two of my teammates, Danielle Pume. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And also we have Vlad Ivashko.
Good morning.
And we're all from Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. So we were talking a little bit in the last segment about closing costs and what they are and all of those kinds of things. And so I thought that we would just kind of go through closing costs because there are a lot of them there. And it, when you hear them here, you're going, oh, my gosh, they're going to be overwhelming. But they don't have to be. Mm-hmm. And we can figure out ways to get them done and all those kinds of good stuff. So there are closing costs that are associated with your loan. And so the first one of those is an origination fee. So that actually is the payment to the lender to evaluate your credit and underwrite and process the loan. So those can range from nothing to $1,500 mm-hmm. is what I've seen, you know, some of them up to. So you just really have to kind of look at what the whole big picture is and what you want to pay on that and that kind of stuff. So that's what the origination fee is. Then there are discount points, and this is something that you can choose whether you have discount points or not. Because what the discount points are is they're paid to the lender at closing to reduce your interest rate over the life of the mortgage. So if the interest rate's going up a little bit and you want to, what they say, buy down the rate, then you would pay these discount points in order to get the rate down. So you give them more money up front so they charge you less money later. And then we have what's called PMI or mortgage insurance. Now, and that again is something that you really can't avoid if you're paying less than 20% down most of the time. And that is actually a payment that is required of a down payment less than 20%, and it protects the lender if you default. So if you're putting 20% down when you're purchasing a property, then you're not going to have this PMI in most cases. And there's a lot of different options when it comes to the PMI too. Some of them are more expensive than others, and they all have the first year of it all has to be paid up front, so that's a pretty hefty closing cost. But we've had PMI for certain people that had ended up being zero, even though they didn't put 20% down. There's a home ready program out there that if your income is within the income caps and everything like that, that's a conventional loan, that you can actually get your PMI being significantly less than that as well. And so, and it can save you hundreds of dollars a month with it being through that program. So there's all of those kinds of things that are out there. Another thing that you're, that when it comes to doing it is an appraisal fee. And when you're getting a loan, you're going to have to get an appraisal fee. So the appraisal fee is paid to the appraiser to confirm the home's fair market value. And that's really a blessing for you as well, because then you know that you're not overpaying for that property as well. So when you're looking at it and you're looking at what's going on, everybody's come up to the idea of what it is, but then this just verifies it one more time. Then there's another title search fee that covers the cost to confirm the seller owns the property and it's free from liens. So that is the next thing that is on there. And that generally is just a few hundred dollars to both the buyer and the seller. It's pretty low in regards to how much that is. Then there is actually title insurance. And the title insurance protects the lender and you if there's a claim to the title later. So in Central Florida, for the most case, the seller pays the title insurance, unless you're buying a new home, then it doesn't usually happen. And that's all negotiated, but it's customary and normally that's what happens is that the seller pays the title insurance. And But as a buyer, if you're getting a loan, you have to buy a title insurance policy for the lender. So that's what happens there. Then there's the termite inspection fee that would be, a lot of times that's just part of your regular inspection that you're going to have those inspected as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to do that, that's something additional. If you're getting a survey, then that's another thing that you could get. And I actually had a case this week where we had the survey, and what came up is that there was an old easement that was for the utilities that was actually underneath the house.
Wow.
So what happened is that there, you know, we were not the first buyer on this property. There were some other people that were buying it, but the lenders didn't go through with it because of this. But the work had all been done that the thing had actually is not going to be used by any of the utilities, and we had all of the letters and everything. And so what we're actually in process doing of vacating that easement so it will no longer be on there. So it's in going in front of the government offices and all of those kinds of things in order to make that happen. But we've got the people that were using that easement or had the rights to it that have already said, no, it's okay, we don't intend to dig up this house that's been there for 20 years, that it was built over the top of it. And the thing was is that there was a straight line of it going in between, you know, different houses. But then this house is on the corner. And so the back line is the middle line of this house. So it's like kind of a T and some other lot. So it's kind of an oddball lot. But anyway, I found that interesting. So you always run into something different.
Every house has a story.
Every house has a story. So you do want to get a survey is Absolutely. What my point is. So you can find out if there is an easement underneath the house before you put it on there, okay? Another one is a flood certification fee. And this is, covers costs to determine if the home is in a flood zone. We actually have access to most of this stuff to know if there is, if it's in a flood zone or not. And a lot of the houses in Central Florida have been built up so that they're not in a flood zone. Many of the times they were started in one, but after they've gone ahead and developed that land, they're no longer in a flood zone, which is a good thing. Then we have some more loan costs that come, and that would be your prepaid interest. So obviously, if you're getting a loan, you have to pay interest on it. So what they do is that they, before your first payment is due, they collect all the interest that's going to be accrued previous
for that payment.
Absolutely. The next thing is the prorated property tax. So if you're buying a house like right now, you don't want to pay the property tax for the whole year. You're just going to have to pay the property tax for the period of time that you own it. So the previous owner is actually going to give you a credit for the amount that there is for that property tax that has been expired already. Homeowners insurance, obviously, you want to have your homeowners insurance, and so you have to pay for that at the time of closing. Sometimes, and this is more prevalent than it used to be, is that there's a homeowners association transfer fee. And so that's something that always has to be investigated. I was looking with somebody at a condo, and the transfer fee is $2,000 on that particular condo. So you definitely need to know that's what it is up front. And sometimes that's going to stop people from buying. And sometimes it's just going to be like, that's fine, I'll go ahead and pay that extra $2,000. I mean, you don't have a choice about paying it, but you do have a choice about knowing that the next guy who buys it is also going to have to pay that $2,000 too. So those things are important to know. And then it's got your initial escrow on it, which means that the amount of money that you put into the title company is going to show as a credit for you as well. And there's also a couple of more fees that come in. One is a closing or a settlement fee that's paid to the title company or attorney that it conducts the closing. And then there's a recording fee that's paid to the state to record taxes, and transfer taxes that happen on the deed. And then there's also in Florida transfer taxes. Well, I don't know if they're called transfer taxes, but they're stamps that are done on the mortgage. And so that's another thing that has to be paid. So
documentary stamps on the mortgage.
Right. And so that's what the transfer tax or the document, the doc stamps on the deed. So there's all those fees, and they get divided up between the buyers and the sellers. So there's a lot of things that, you know, you need to know when it comes into that, and to navigate and know if it's right, if it's fair, if it's the right things, and all that kind of good stuff. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And also we have Vlad Ivashko, another one of our teammates. Welcome back, Vlad.
Good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. So we've just got a lot of things that have been going on. And when we're looking at Central Florida real estate and everything, one of the things that I was reading this week is that it says that, you know, that real estate kind of got off to a slow start in 2018. And the reason is because of the low inventory. And I do think that that's to a certain extent true. I mean, people get frustrated sometimes when they're looking for a house and they might not get their first offer accepted, or they might not get the price
that they want.
They want accepted. And there's a lot of pieces that come into play here. There's a lot of everybody's got to be happy. It's got to be a win-win situation. Otherwise, people don't have to sell their house and people don't have to buy it. So if your house is priced over the market price, then there's a good chance that you're not going to get anybody to buy it just because they're not willing to pay your price. And vice versa, if you're as a buyer and you want to lowball the sellers to the extent where they don't want to sell it at that price, you're not going to get it either, no matter how much you want to pay. And what's always interesting to me is that when you have somebody that, you know, it's like, what is, you have to come to a meeting of the minds is basically what they always say, to what you think it's worth and what they think it's worth. And then everybody has to agree in order to make the deal work. So when it comes all said and done, it comes down to what's the bottom line, because there are all these closing costs that we talked about in the last segment. And then there's, you know, the amount that you're going to pay for it. And it's sometimes it's interesting when people look at it and they say, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to pay this for that house. And then they forget that there's all these other fees and all those other things that have to happen too, because everybody has to get paid that, you know, does the, like the title work, company yeah. or the attorney or us or, you know, the lender and all that kind of thing. But it all comes out in the wash, and we all make it work by doing what we have to do in order to get you what you have to get to move on. And I was speaking to a gentleman a week or so ago, and he's looking at selling where he's at right now and moving to another part of the state. And the only way that he's going to sell is if he can walk away with X amount of dollars in order to do that. And I'm still not sure if this is the right time for that to happen, but it's we're still in process of figuring that out, if mm-hmm. he can actually walk away with the amount of money that he needs in order to create what he wants to create in that other part of the state. And if you can't do that, then you think, well, it's maybe not worth me moving. And that's what happens to a lot of people, because you do want to make sure that you've got the right scenario.
Correct. Yeah, it's got to work. In order for you to do it.
Yeah, it absolutely has to work. And it has to work for everybody. And the good news is that with what we're able to do and actually understand what people are looking for, the first path that you go down might not be the path that you end up on. Because when you're first looking at it, you know, it's kind of like we talked about earlier in the show and those TV shows that they show. You know, it's like when you're first starting and you're looking at something, you're thinking, this is what I want and that's it, and I don't want anything else. and I'm not going to settle. And we're not saying that you have to settle on everything, but when you see what you actually asked for, you go, well, this isn't really what I want. And that's more what happens than not being able to find exactly what you want. It's that when you see what it was that in your mind you thought you wanted, it doesn't end up being, you know, what you wanted. It's, you know, like a gentleman that I'm working with right now, it's that he's downsizing from a 3-bedroom house and he wants to move into a 1-bedroom condo. And then, you know, you go into the 1-bedroom condos and they're quite a bit smaller than the 3-bedroom house. And so, you know, he's rethinking, does he really want to go to a 1-bedroom condo or does he really want to go to a 2-bedroom condo? Because he wants to downsize, but maybe not downsize
so much.
That much. So it really comes down to, you know, figuring all those things out. And actually, that's why when you're going to look at something, I mean, I'll have people sometimes that'll say, well, I'll just go look at it on my own and then I'll tell you about it. No, I want to be there because when I'm there, then I can see what you're experiencing and I can understand you better to actually find you what I know exists out there to get it for you.
Totally true.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA 1025, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And joining me today is Danielle Plume and Vlad Ivajko, both teammates of mine at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, just call 407-566-2555. So when it comes down to it, I mean, it really is understanding. I mean, when we're working with buyers or sellers, it's really understanding you and understanding what your goals are and making that happen. Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. It's always, you know, it's always about people and what they want to accomplish. And that's what the bottom line is. I was talking to one of this guy, he had a rental property and he's decided to sell it. And so he's looking at upgrading it, you know, to the nines and everything like that. And so I met with them and I was going through and talking to him about, you know, well, this is something that you definitely want to do, and this is something that you definitely don't want to do. And when it comes down to it, you know, he was talking about, for example, putting ceiling fans in every
room.
And that's not going to get him any more money in putting brand new ceiling fans in every new room. And so it's not really so it's like you know, it's got nice things that are in there already, so you just have to go ahead and leave them in there. But when it comes to repainting and all that kind of stuff that he's doing and the curb appeal, mm-hmm. and everything that we always talk about, and he's actually putting in new sod and all those kinds of things, which I said just make sure that you can water it when you put it in, because there's a lot of, it's pretty dry out there right now, and we're heading to the rainy season, but not so much yet. And I have another person that put a little bit of sod in, and then they didn't water it. And I went by the other day, and it's like really brown. I'm like, I'm not sure it's coming back or not. So anyway, you just got to make sure that when you're doing that stuff, you got to ask the experts again. We're not the experts when it comes to that stuff, but I do know that it is dry out there and you need to water it if it's going to be something that you put in there. But it does come down to, you know, when people start thinking about buying or selling a house, usually you don't know 100% what you're trying to accomplish when you start out. I mean, you know that you want to change, you know that you want to downsize, upsize, whatever that is, you know at least how much room that you need usually, or how much that you, but then when you really get into it and you can really see, and I know we've talked about this before, but when a house is for sale and somebody goes in and they look at it and they're done in 30 seconds or a minute, there's nothing more depressing than that to the seller. Yeah. They're thinking, oh my gosh, how could they see everything? But the thing is that you have to realize is that most people make that decision to buy or sell within that 30 seconds to a minute. And the people that are out of there in that 30 seconds to a minute, they've already made their decision. And And there are people that will come out of that house in 30 seconds to a minute, and they'll buy that house.
And they will stand for 5 minutes outside, talk, and they're going to make the decision.
Right. And they will make that decision, you know, right then and there, and they might not even take 5 minutes outside. They've already just decided that that's what they want to do. And so it's both a good thing and a bad thing, so you can't worry about it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.